We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We hope that you are having a great day, or at least you're planning on having a great day. If you're just now getting started, just go ahead and anticipate that it is going to be a good day. Put a smile on your face by faith, okay? And we want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, and want to say thank you to such a wonderful church for all of their hard work that they put into the Christmas banquet last night. And also all the hard work that they put into the kids' Christmas program. It was a really, really good day to be pastor at Merritt Assembly of God. So this week we have a much slower schedule. Our only service before next Sunday is going to be on Christmas Eve. That will take place from 6 until about 7 o'clock. It's a 45-minute to an hour-long service, and we will be celebrating communion. Listen, don't push Jesus to the curb and set him aside for Christmas. I know next year Christmas is on a Sunday. This year it's on Friday, and so you'll hear a couple of messages this week that are on my Christmas message. I basically read the Christmas story, so you will hear that later this week. But there are some churches who don't even have church on Christmas. Because if Christmas falls on a Sunday, then they're not going to have church on Christmas. And I thought, I want you to know that in 2016, when Christmas is on a Sunday, should the Lord tarry, that Merritt Assembly of God is going to be having church on Christmas, because we want him to be the top priority. So no vintage service on Wednesday, no kids ministry on Wednesday. And then next Sunday, we have Luke Scott on December the 27th. We have Luke Scott, Major League Baseball player, and he is going to be with us. And we would love for you to come and be a part of that special service that we are having on that day. So we want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical. Their phone number, if you need to reach them, is 632-9538. I'll say that again so you can write it down if you can, or maybe type it into your phone, whatever, so you have it. It's Wyrick, Weirich, Air, and their phone number is 632-9538. They fix air conditioning problems, heating problems, electrical issues. They are a blessing to the community, a blessing to the body of Christ, a blessing to the Refresh Radio program, and they will be a blessing to your life. So if you need them, give them a call, and don't go without the proper equipment running properly this Christmas season. Make sure you're up to speed and running. So hope to see you out for some of our special services. If not, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So today I want to take you to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. And we are going to begin reading today in verse number 23. And it says there, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. And so today I want to give you a pretty simple reminder. I want to remind you of the Word of God. I want to remind you of the Word of God. It's not gone anyplace. It is not going to fade away, not going to pass away. It's not going to lose relevance. It is still active. It is still the law of heaven. It is still relevant here on earth. You know, I hear a lot of people, and they want to take some of the commands of God and they want to throw them to the side, and they say, well, those parts aren't relevant anymore. Though that part contradicts with a sin that I love to participate in, and so I'm going to set aside the Word of God so that I can embrace my sin. And yet I find that those same people really don't want to throw away the part that says thou shalt not steal if somebody steals something from them. I find that those people don't want to set aside thou shalt not murder when they could be the victims of murder. And so I see a bit of selective cafeteria style approach to the Word of God, where they say, oh, I like this, but I don't like this, and it's okay. I'm going to get my proper nutrition anyway. And I want you to know that if I had been able to do that as a kid, I would have eaten ice cream for breakfast and ice cream for lunch and ice cream for dinner. I would have gone through all of those options, and I would have done, I would have ended up doing my body a great deal of injustice, because I would have only selected the things that I enjoyed eating. You know, every once in a while, you've got to go in for some medical tests or medical procedures, and they have you take stuff that tastes horrible, that you don't want to participate in. But you know that you've got to do that in order to find out what is wrong with you. And I want you to know that the Word of God is important. Jesus said, not one jot, not one tittle. That means not one of the least strokes of a pen is going to disappear from the Word of God. I'm here to remind you of the validity of God's Word, even in 2015. Jesus says that our mindset, our approach to the Word of God, is indicative of the status of our love for Him. I run across a lot of people, and everybody thinks that they're going to heaven. But not everybody has an approach to the Word of God that lines up with what Jesus said. Everybody says they believe in Jesus, but do they obey Him? Because He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He says it here in verse number 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He will keep my word. You see, the way that we approach the Word of Jesus Christ is indicative of the attitude that we have towards Him. We either believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that He is the Son of God, that He knows what He's talking about, or we believe that He was deceived, or He was had the ability to be wrong just the same as we do, that He might have been delusional, He might have been alone. You see, I believe He's the Son of God. I believe he sits at the right hand of the Father. I believe that He was and is to come. I believe that He is the author and the perfecter of my faith, the finisher of my faith. I believe He knows what is coming. He knows what has been, and he knows how to get us from where we are to where he wants us to be. So I believe he is an authority that can be trusted. I just do. And so because I love him, I want to keep his word, not just in my head, but I want to keep his word as the daily rule of my life. I want his word to become manifest in my life. When I pray that the kingdom of God will manifest, and that those problems, those prayer requests, that they become testimonies of the goodness of God. So Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So when we have adopted a mindset of obedience to the word of God, of keeping the word of God, guarding the word of God in our heart, making sure that our heart is right before him, making sure that our soul prospers, that what happens is that the love of God is poured out upon us, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they come and they take up residence in our heart. They take up residence in our life. And I want you to know that wherever the presence of Jesus is, he's king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So you will have to understand where I come from, because we have lots of people and they say that they're Christians and they talk about their Christian faith, but there is nothing in their life that lines up with the Word of God. And out of great compassion for them, I want to say to them, there is a problem. There is a problem. And so I want to ask you today, what is your approach whenever there is a problem? Do you just hope that it will go away? If it's a problem with your relationship with God, do you just hope that God will forget about it? The God who doesn't forget? Excuse me. Or do you say, you know what? Let's address this problem. You know, just a little over a week ago, there was a problem that arose, and there were a lot of things that I wanted to do. It wasn't a people problem. It was just a problem. And so when that problem arose, it was like, well, there are things that I would like to do, but I need to remedy the problem. There needs to be a solution. So can 2015, during this Christmas season, can we have the proper attitude towards the Word of God? And if there's a problem in our life that the Word of God says, you know what, I'm not pleased with that, can we have a plan of action in place? You know, Christmas is all about the Word, Jesus Christ becoming flesh. He says, I'm coming to establish a new covenant in my blood. I am coming to fulfill the law and the prophets. I'm coming to deal with the problem. And I'm so thankful that he did. And so I want to encourage you today that if there's an area of your life that doesn't line up with the Word of God, that you remedy that situation and you study this. Make some time this week. Read the Word of God. Read the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Read about him and then make the adjustments in your life that the Word of God says need to be made. It says in verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words. So Jesus right there says that if we do not love him, or the way that we know whether or not we love him is whether or not we keep his word. If we do not keep his word, if we do not manifest his word, live his word, proclaim his word, then we really are just giving lip service to God whenever we say that we are a Christian. Now, I guess through the years, I've just become a little bit more bold than what I was when I was younger. But there are people who would tell me, look, I love God, and I would just be, are you sure? Are you certain? And I've had people tell me where they wanted me to go when I said things like that. And it wasn't the place that God wants me to go. And so I chose not to go to that destination. But it was like, does your life, are you keeping the word of God? Does your life manifest the word of God? Verse number 25. These things that I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So, Christmas, we are celebrating the coming of the Word, Jesus Christ. But Jesus said that he was telling us these things, but he was going to send the Holy Spirit after he was ascended to the right hand of the Father. He was going to send the Holy Spirit as a helper. The Holy Spirit is not an embarrassment to the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the paraclete, the one who is called alongside to help. You know, as I get older, the more I realize how much I need the help of other people around me. When you're young, you might be able to do certain things all by yourself, but the older you get, the wiser you get, and you say, you know what, I don't need to work harder, I need to work smarter. And so the Holy Spirit is one who is called alongside to help. He was called alongside you to help you by God the Father. He's God the Holy Spirit. And so they work with the same purpose in mind. It says, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He is also referred to as the promise of the Father. We are not ashamed of the Holy Spirit because he is God. He's there. And I want to point out something to you. It says, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Here's the reality. The Word of God that you hold in your hand, Old Testament and New Testament, you are able to hold in your hand because the Holy Spirit moved upon the men of old who remembered what God had said, and they wrote it down so that you and I could have a record. And there are a lot of people who would want to put the Word of God to a different test than any other ancient historical fact, and they want to make the Word of God judged by external factors instead of on its own merit, where in actuality, the Word of God has been found to be more accurate and a sufficient record of historical events than any other source. There has been greater test and greater examination then you can even prove that Julius Caesar ever existed. So I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. And the reason that we have it is because the Holy Spirit did exactly what Jesus said in John chapter 14. He brings things back to your remembrance. Parents, let me talk to you for just a moment. You need to bring your children up in the house of God. You need to bring them up to where they're hearing the Word of God, not just where they're being entertained, but where they are being exposed to the Word of God, because it says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. As a friend of mine pointed out, doesn't say anything about those middle years in between young and old. But here's what will happen. That Word of God, those seeds that have been planted, the Holy Spirit is not going to let those seeds lie dormant. But instead, he is going to bring those things back to people's remembrance. And so if it's not your kids, maybe your kids are grown, and maybe they're not taking the grandchildren to church. Well, I want to encourage you offer to take them to church. Get them. If you can't get them to church, when they are around you, read them Bible stories. Put the Word of God in there. Take advantage of every tool that is available to you to get the Word into people's hearts, because the Holy Spirit still reminds people of the things that Jesus has said. He still does that. Now, we're about two-thirds of the way through the program here today, and so let me share a little bit of good news as well. I mean, that's good news too, but it's this. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, and for my Father is greater than I. You know, I love to sing the Christmas carols. In fact, the other morning, I was having one of those times where I woke up in the middle of the night and I was having a difficult time going back to sleep. And part of that is because of what was going on in my head. And it wasn't worry. I just couldn't stop singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I mean, it was going off in my head all night long. And when I finally awoke in the morning, it was still going off in my head. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And so we really like singing the Christmas carols. One of the blessings is when Jesus comes, his peace comes with him. The shalom of God. It just doesn't mean an absence of conflict. It means wholeness, soundness, integrity in every area of your life. You see, Jesus said, the peace that I give is not the same as the world gives. The peace that the world gives says, if you do what I tell you to do, then I am not going to harm you. I'm not going to. And Jesus says to his disciples, I want to give you my peace, which is wholeness in every area of your life. May you experience the peace of God and the joy of the Lord during this Christmas season. And, you know, it goes on and says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Do you realize that you have control over that with the help of the Holy Spirit? You have control over the disturbing of your heart, the trouble in your life. You have control over that because Jesus said that you do. You do not have to be anxious for anything. You do not have to let anxiety and worry rule your life. I want you today to begin to walk in the peace of God and in the will of God. He said, don't be troubled and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Terrorists only succeed when they are able to instill in you fear. Fear. And so don't be afraid. I like to tell you humorous stories about myself because I know I'm not going to get mad at myself for telling them. But we used to live out in the country, and when I say the country, I mean the country. We could see civilization from where we were, but that was about it. There were some neighborhoods that weren't, but when I was in high school, we were out in the country. My parents didn't even have actual running water in their house until after my wife and I got married in the mid-80s. Prior to that, we had to haul it in a truck, or haul it in a tank that was on a trailer that we hauled behind the truck. And when you were out of water, you were out of water. It was not convenient. Back in the, when I was a teenager, you know, the grocery stores, when you live out in the country, the grocery stores are not that close. Well, we lived right next door to my grandparents. And so my parents, they would always late at night, they would suddenly take inventory and they would realize that they either didn't have coffee or they didn't have sugar or they didn't have eggs or anything like that. And my grandmother almost always had those things. And so, it was probably 100 feet, 200 feet, to my grandparents' house. And so, my parents would call over and say, "Hey, do you have, this or do you have that?" And then if grandma had it, then, they would send me, or my brother or sister over to get that. Well, it was really dark, and there was one night they sent me on one of these late night runs, and, it was really dark, really windy. There, it wasn't unknown for bad things to happen in the part of, you know, the area that we lived in, car break-ins and stuff like that. Nothing, you know, too serious, but, my parents sent me on one of those late night runs, and I looked, and it was really dark. It was an overcast night. You didn't even have the stars to go by. And all of a sudden I just got overwhelmed with fear. And I said, "You know what? The best way to do this is to just run as fast as I can." And so I did. I took the path. I it was a well-worn path. You knew exactly how to get there. But in between the two houses, there was this massive tree, and around this tree, there was a rose bush that was growing up. And it wasn't always well manicured. And on that particular night, I discovered that there was a rose branch filled with thorns that had grown all the way across the path. And so there I am running for fear, and this thorn, this branch of thorns reaches out and grabbed me right by the throat. And I just ran even harder. And you know what? I tell that story not to get you to laugh at me or anything like that. But I learned something that night, and that is this: I don't have to let irrational fear control my life. I want God to control my life. If I do what God tells me to do, then I don't have to fear the journey. I don't have to fear the destination. I don't have to fear the adversity. I don't have to fear the problems. And so I want to pray with you as we come to the end of the broadcast today. Let's dethrone fear this Christmas, and let's let the peace of God that surpasses understanding rule and reign in our heart. The Holy Spirit, may the Holy Spirit remind you of every word that God has spoken for you. Father, I pray that fear would be banished from the listeners' lives today. And Lord, that you would sit upon the throne, that you would order steps and direct paths. Lord, may you remind us of all that you've said and bring peace and joy to every heart. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like